चिदाभासस्थिता निद्रा,
चिदाभासस्थिता निद्रा,
विक्षेपावृत आवृतिरूपिणी,
विक्षेपावृत्ति विक्षेपावृतिरूपिणी,
आवृत्य जीव जगति,
आवृत्य जीव जगति,
पूर्वे नूतने तु कल्पयेत्,
पूर्वे नूतने तु कल्पयेत्।
Yeah, after explaining the Vyavaharika Jiva, he is now explaining the Pratibhasika Jiva. So, Chidabhasa Stita Nidra, Nidra or sleep, which is present in Chidabhasam. So, Chidabhasam arises not out of directly out of the Paramarthika Jiva, but out of the Vyavaharika Jiva. This also shows that dream is but a experience of one's own vasanas. So dream is that state which, based on one's waking vasana, things are experienced. So it is in Chidabhasam, because Vyavaharika Jiva is the Abhasa Jiva, it's not the Paramarthika Jiva. So Nidra, Chidabhasa Stita Nidra, the Nidra or dream or sleep. Here it is dream, not deep sleep state, just dream. So that dream which is there in Chidabhasam, it has two powers, Vikshepa, Avarati, Rupini. That also similar to the Vikshepam and Avaranam of waking state Ajnanam, similar thing is there for Nidra as well. And what are those powers? What do they do? Avritya Jiva Jagati Purve. So Purve, the previous Jiva and Jagat, means Chidabhasa Jiva, Abhasa Jiva, as well as Vyavaharika Jagat. Avritya, after having veiled them, after having covered them, Nutne Tu Kalpaye, it creates new ones. So the dream, the state of dream is that state in which the Pratibhasika Jiva is there, the third type of Jiva. So he is explaining like gradual way of how we come to three types of Jivas. First is Paramarthika Jiva, and in Paramarthika Jiva, it seems to be limited. So the limitation is Kalpitam, whereas the entity that is limited is Brahman alone. So the jivatvam in that particular entity, in that particular consciousness or kotastha is aropanam, whereas brahmatvam is the very nature. And in Brahman, due to the power of maya, which has two aspects of vikshepam and avaranam, the akanda nature, non-dual nature of Brahman is veiled, and the jagat and jiva are created. So that is how Vyavaharika Jiva and Vyavaharika Jagat gets created. And out of this Vyavaharika Jagat, out of the vasanas of this Vyavaharika Jagat, the Swapna Avastha gets created. In the Swapna Avastha or Nidra Avastha, also there is like Vikshepam and Avaranam. Avaranam is veiling of waking Jiva and waking world, whereas creating new ones is the effect of Vikshepam. So that is how dream gets created or Pratibhasika Jiva gets created. So we can see dream in two perspectives. One is this way, as he says, dream is a expression of the vasanas of the mind. So vasanas are there in waking world. So waking, from waking world, dream world gets created. And also we can see from the perspective of creation as such, we can say that from the dormant state, from Sushupti, first subtle things get created, and out of those subtle, from those subtle things, gross things get created. So dream has only subtle things, whereas waking has gross things. So that is from the perspective of things experienced. And with the from the perspective of the attitude behind those vision or those perception from from vyavaharika jagat, the pratibhasika jagat gets created. So pratibhasika jagat is in chidabhasam, is out of chidabhasam.
Okay.
That is also quite simple because chidabhasam is ahankaram. Here he doesn't speak about chidabhasam as ahankaram exactly, because he said like one is ahankaram, the D in which like chichaya is there, that is split into ahankaram as well as antakaranam. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah. And he said he speaks about like chichaya, the chidabhasam getting identified with various things, ahankaram and other things. So he doesn't mean ahankaram exactly here. But if we understand chidabhasam is where all the chidabhasam is in intellect, therefore the vasanas, everything is in the intellect. And that intellect is insentient, so the sentience is given by the reflected consciousness. So it is in reflected consciousness, or reflected consciousness is the substratum where the dream world is seen or experienced. Yeah, so here after saying like that the dream world is caused in the chidabhasam and it also has vikshepam and avarnam, he in the next shloka he speaks about the pratibhasika jiva and why it is called pratibhasika jiva and pratibhasika jagat. Pratiti kala evete.
Pratiti kala evete.
Stitatvat pratibhasike.
Stitatvat pratibhasike.
Nahi swapna prabuddhasya.
Nahi swapna prabuddhasya.
Punaswapne stitistayo.
Punaswapne stitistayo.
Yeah, so pratiti kala eva ete. Ete, this, or the this particular jiva and jagat, this particular experience, pratitikala eva stitatvat. Since it exists only when a person experiences it. Pratitikala, when they seem to be there, only then they are there. Therefore, they are called pratibhasikam. This means like the pratibhasikam is present only when at the time of experiencing it. Afterwards you don't see it. It's only there. You cannot see the same dream two times. Whereas in the empirical state you see things again and again, the same thing.
Okay.
So since it is there only when it is experienced, therefore it is called pratibhasikam. And nahi swapna prabuddhasya. After a person wakes up from dream, puna swapne stitihi tayoho. Na. Like, again, swapna, the swapna state or the things in swapna is not there. Is not experienced or doesn't exist. It's similar to like the rope. Snake seen in rope. Once you know it, then you will not see it. So it's there only when you see it. And like water seen in desert, which might again be seen.
Okay.
So one difference that he says about pratibhasikam vyavaharikam is that pratibhasikam is there only when pratiti kalam alone. Afterwards, you cannot see it. Though waking world is also meant to be almost the same way, but for an ajnani, like after realization also, things might be seen. So, it will still exist due to prarabdha.
Okay.
So, unlike that, unlike vyavaharikam, where once after knowing as well, you might see it, in pratibhasikam, in swapna avastha, once you wake up from swapna, you don't have that experience again. Got it understood or?
Yeah.
So like he kind of explains Pratibhasikam as well as the difference between Pratibhasikam and Vyavaharikam clearly. In the next few shlokas, he speaks about how in different states he sees the self in other states, how Chidabhasam feels about Pratibhasika Jiva, and how Paramarthika Jiva feels about Vyavaharika or Chidabhasam. So that is what he speaks in the next 2-3 shlokas.
Okay.
That we will see tomorrow.